Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. It's Mark.
And Wayne.
And we are bringing it to you live this Wednesday evening. We've been talking about the Ron Paul campaign, among other things, and get right back into that. Wayne, is there more to this Atlantic article?
There is. There's a bit more. But before we were so rudely interrupted, I wanted to discuss something really quick.
That's the name of the game here on Free Talk Live. People can call in, talk about whatever they want at 855-450-3733.
But anyway, Mark, what I wanted to discuss with you on the air was regarding a scenario where the Republicans don't really play nicely with Ron Paul in this primary season.
And we saw that a lot during the 2008 run where, you know, in Nevada, they like closed the Republican convention and then reopened it after the Ron Paul people left and then voted on whoever. They did some really tricky stuff. Didn't they arrest some Ron Paul people at the Republican National Convention?
It was very sleazy, yes. And in Nevada, there were a few other states, too. But Nevada, it looked like he was going to win, so they shut the whole thing down and met in secret.
Yeah.
It was very, very sleazy. But in this case, a few months ago, I remember seeing that Ron Paul's house in Lake Jackson, Texas, was for sale. He was selling it.
Yep.
And then maybe 2 months later, remember seeing that he wasn't going to run for Congress again for another
term.
That's
right. Ron Paul is not going to run for U.S. House of Representatives for the 13th term.
That's right. And so he was going to spend more time on his campaign. But what that does is that hangs this big, big monster over the heads of the Republican Party because they have nothing to hold over him now. They can't say, well, you're going to lose your position in the Republican Party if you run as an independent. I mean, if he wants to run.
Last time in 2008, he said flat out he wasn't going to run as an independent.
And he's still saying that now.
No, he's not. I've heard him say that I'm not even thinking about that right now. And that's a different statement than, no, I'm not willing to do that.
It's a pretty incredible little move on the chessboard, if you think about it, what he's doing right now behind the scenes. And if for some reason he decides to run as an independent, which he could do, and he's done it before, what that does is there's a big section or a big a portion of the voter rolls now that are independent.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have a portion of the Democrats who don't like Obama or is disgusted with Obama.
They're calling them blue Republicans. We read an article about that within the last week.
And I think they're more likely to vote for Ron Paul.
Yep.
And then you have a lot of the independents. I would say he probably get the lion's share of the independent vote in this next election,
too. I think that's pretty optimistic. But I do think that what the scenario says is it seems to me that in 2012, right now, as it appears, as a Republican is likely to beat Obama. Obama's very weak on the economy and vulnerable. And I suspect a Republican, if they run, all things being equal, will beat Obama. However, if you have an independent thrown in there and a strong independent like Anderson or Perot have been in the past, one that's managed to run up through the Republican ranks and get all the name recognition that way, then people, even as a write-in campaign, at the very least, people will have another option. And you'll find many of the independents, maybe 10%, if it was 10%, likely the Republican could lose at that point because, well, you know, the sort of swing vote in the middle is going to swing towards the Republican, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get all that swing vote, then they're going to lose because there's enough diehard Democrats out there that are going to vote for Obama and, you know, people in the government that are getting paid off.
But Obama won with the independent voter last time.
Yes. The independent voter is extraordinarily important. But I don't know. But Obama won with the independent voter and the Democrats.
True.
And there are enough. There's about 30% of the population that will always vote Democrat and 30% of the population that will always vote Republican. So when you see the numbers that basically it's a dead heat between the Republicans running against Obama right now. Bachman was at 44 at the bottom. Romney was at 48 at the top. And that's a 4% difference was what and Romney was actually beating Obama if the election was being had today. And ladies and gentlemen, here's my prediction. 99.44% pure, just like ivory soap. The economy isn't going to get any stinking better by 2012. The economy's in the crapper, and it's going to stay in the crapper because the people in Washington don't even know how to turn it around. They don't realize if you cut taxes, if you cut government intervention in people's lives, that you'll see more productivity. They don't understand that productivity has diminished sort of per person here in the United States. Maybe that's not even true. That they're stifling productivity here in the United States with all their rules and all the money that they want for idle bureaucrats doing nothing, essentially. and that they're the ones that are ruining the economy. They think that they're the only ones that can fix it.
Well, that's true, and the problem is they're of the mind that it's their job to fix the economy. Their job is to get out of the way and let us fix the economy.
But they don't see it that way.
They don't.
That's why I'm saying that the economy isn't going to get any better, because there aren't very many people in Washington that really know that they're the problem. They're completely unaware of this. So that's why I'm saying that the Republican is likely to win in 2012, and that when you see Ron Paul, who appears to be poised for an independent run if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, he's possible he get it. I mean, here in the way that they're running right now, he's neck and neck with Bachman and just a bit under Romney and Perry in New Hampshire, where, you know, the Free State Project is, and you have that sort of rugged individualism, and the whole social conservative thing doesn't play. I've got an article here in some of my show prep from a little ways back where, you know, it's a warning to Rick Perry, hey, that social conservatism doesn't play among Republicans up in New Hampshire. Well, what does play? Fiscal conservatism. And Ron Paul's got that, so he could show quite well in the runoff, and you know he could do it, and it'll be very interesting to see. I'm not putting money on it, because I don't know how frankly I don't trust their voting system. I frankly believe they'll cheat if it comes down to it, but they're gonna have to cheat carefully, because if Ron Paul runs as a spoiler, the Republicans are going to be screwed, and there's nothing they'll be able to do about it. They can't take back his they can't say, well, you can't be a Republican and run for your House seat. They can't do anything, because, well, that's it. He can run for whatever he wants to run for. Let's go on with the article.
So, getting back to the article entitled "Why Does Ron Paul Scare You?" by Connor Friedersdorf, on writing for theatlantic.com, it is so much harder to gauge what approach Paul would take to governing. Even so, I'm beginning to wonder whether my intuition that he represents the biggest gamble has led me astray. As I ponder the worst-case scenarios that Paul might bring about, they don't seem scarier than the alternatives. Let's be charitable and say, for the sake of argument, that the worst thing any other Republicans will do is start an ill-conceived war on the order of Iraq.
Yeah, that would be the charitable one, right?
Like,
because the worst thing they could do is start an ill-conceived war on the scale of the Cold War.
Yeah. Or with China. The tensions seem to be heating up with China as well at times.
A little bit. I mean, but you know, the wrong president certainly could make that a much worse situation.
Yeah. It's easy to imagine something worse, but it's enough to use 3 trillion thousands of American lives lost, many more seriously injured, and hundreds of thousands of innocent foreigners dead as our benchmark. After all, those are real figures from a conflict that we're still waging.
Those are real figures. Hundreds, it was more than 100,000 civilian deaths. How do we know that? The United States government said so. There are numbers that are significantly higher than that other organizations have come up with, but you can't dispute the numbers the United States government came up with for itself, which was, I think, about 125,000.
Conservative at best.
And if you compare that to World War II, you don't have to compare it to World War II. It's about 97% of the deaths in the conflict with Iraq were civilian deaths. It's sick.
It's awful. The article goes on. For President Obama, say that the worst case scenario is destabilizing Pakistan so much, much with his undeclared drone war, that the country is plunged into chaos. And hardliners either give a nuclear weapon to terrorists or start a catastrophic war against India that results in a nuclear exchange.
Right. So this is the worst case scenario with Obama.
Yes.
Obama continues his war in Pakistan with the drones, blowing up people's weddings and killing innocent people. And then all along, the administration denies it. No, we haven't killed any. All those people we're killing, it's amazing. These drones are magic.
They're all Al-Qaeda.
Killing terrorists, and that's the claim. That is the claim from the State Department, is there have been no civilian casualties with these in the last year with these Predator drones. It's an incredible claim. Who would believe these people would be so dumb as to make it? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Go check out freetalklive.com. We've got archives there at archives.freetalklive.com, going back to 2006. MP3 archives for you to download. It's completely free. You can go there and download every show for the last 5 years completely free. How many other radio programs do that for you? I don't think very many. Archives.freetalklive.com. How would you go about fixing this financial crisis that we're in? What's the single most important thing that could be done to fix the U.S. budget? Harvard economist Jeff Moran says the answer's clear. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL. Again, it's learnliberty.org/FTL. Watch the short video. It's about a minute long. It's got great graphs in it, and this Harvard economist explains it to you completely. It's a great video to show your friends and family. Share it on Facebook. You know, people will watch it because it's only a minute long. You know, when those YouTube videos start getting up to 15 minutes, it's less likely I'm going to watch them. But these minute-long ones, easy to watch. Check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people that want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. LearnLiberty.org/FTL. We've been talking about the Ron Paul campaign, but it is the show about your call. So let's go to Kevin in Indianapolis. Kevin?
Hi. I'm hoping that I'm on the right track, and I couldn't get through the other night when you're talking about prisons in Indiana and how okay. Our prison's population is higher. Is that correct?
I think that the idea was the prison population in Indiana had risen. They had raised the prison population, and the crime rate had correspondingly risen in Indiana.
Okay. Well, let me. You know how the old adage, "figures can lie and liars can figure."
They can certainly, I'd like to give everybody the other end of this. The comparison in the article was between the New York State prisons, which had diminished population and crime rate had decreased, whereas Indiana had increased the crime increased the prison population and the crime rate had increased. And it's very interesting. And I don't know what it's all about. So tell me about it, Kevin. What do you think?
A little insight into this from my perspective. The first is that, say, Newcastle, Indiana, they actually import prisoners from other states, i.e. Arizona.
Okay. If anybody didn't count that, I mean, because states do this all the time, Vermont farms out prisoners too. If somebody didn't count that, their numbers stink, and they're terrible at a statistician.
Well, I agree, but I think that's part of the reason why it's quite
like
that.
It could be.
And then here's another reason that's even more sinister, and this is something maybe your show could look into.
We don't investigate things, Kevin. This is it's not like we got a crack team of investigators at Quantico that we can send out to do these things. This is two guys that sit in the studio and talk about stuff. You're welcome to call in and talk about it with us, but that's it.
Okay, well, maybe you ought to say, first of all, my name is Bob, and I'm calling from Salt Lake, Utah. How's that? Because I'm really, this is kind of sinister, but
gotcha.
I have been told by pretty good sources that, like, some of our judges here in the state actually own private jails.
Oh,
so
wow.
If they're owners of these private jails, it's kind of in their interest to send people to prison. Forget about them because mm-hmm. they're making money off of it.
It's equally in their interest to raise the crime rate so that, you know, basically the crime rate is really just the conviction rate, right?
Correct, and that's why I called in about our town court system that we have in little small towns, and they're able to do quite a bit of misdemeanor, and anytime if somebody is convicted of a felony, if they go through their courts, then they have to go to the next court system, which is the next step up. It's all just money-making apparatus for them, and that leads into the crime statistics as well. They will pursue things in smaller towns that Indianapolis doesn't have the time to fool with. They're not going to go after it. But when you have somebody commits a crime in a small town, they go after him because it's money in their pocket.
Wasn't there a scandal in Pennsylvania about that where a judge was found to own interest in a private prison and they were sending
That was kids? With juveniles, and he wasn't actually owning. He was getting a kickback from the people. And he's by the way, in the pokey as we speak.
Good.
Which is good.
That's what the pokey's for.
But this is one of the reasons I really like your show, because you're bringing up areas that make a lot of sense. Just like when you're saying, well, how can we lower the debt in the country? Well, I believe you and I have talked about, I don't think anybody should have to pay taxes for school system. In other words, if you have a child, you pay for that child to go to school. Why are they taxing people that have never even had children?
That's right. And then you have elderly people who have paid for those schools for decades now. And, of course, now the taxes are going up even more to the point where a lot of these people have to move out of their houses. And, you know, if you had a private funding or individual funding of schools, it doesn't mean the school can't do a fundraiser and people in the community can still donate voluntarily if they have the money. But there are a lot of people who can't afford these huge school taxes.
Take a look at colleges, how they do fundraising. I mean, they manage to they squeeze people all the time. There's no reason that high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools couldn't just get a piece of that pie.
Well, the colleges, though, are being propped up by the student loan programs now.
There's certainly government money. I'm just saying the colleges are very good at doing fundraising.
And we have high schools that are on the verge of bankruptcy here in their school system, but they'll build a $15 million football field.
Right. I mean,
that make a lot of sense.
You know, there's towns across America that are on the verge of bankruptcy, but they're still putting in roads and doing all kinds of stuff. We need new stoplights, bridges, a pedestrian bridge.
If that's all they did, I wouldn't have any problem with it. Roads are what they're supposed to be doing, theoretically, and even with a small government.
They're terrible at it, but yeah.
Yeah, even with a small government. But the other things they're doing, like building these huge sports stadiums that benefit a few people.
Yeah. Convention centers and the like.
And yet you have really, really wealthy people who own these sports teams that can afford to build a stadium if they want to.
The difficulty is that, if, for instance, you've got the Poughkeepsie Parachuters and, for whatever reason, Boise was looking for a hockey team too. If you don't do what the Parachuters want, they're going to go to Boise. And that can be, it looks bad for the town in their opinion.
And, Prohibition, we were talking about that the other night. Do you know they've now stopped online poker playing? So what people are doing, they're either moving to Canada or their buddies are moving to Canada and setting up piggyback systems where people pay them now. And they're still playing online, just costing more money, and the government's not reaping the taxes they could be collecting.
Yeah, they actually started that a few years ago, but they've been cracking down more and more because, as you've said, people have found different ways around it, several different ways around the online gambling. And people want to be able to play blackjack online in their underpants from their bedroom. That's what they want to do. And the idea that here in America, in the land of the free, you've got to go get on a cruise to play blackjack and you can't play it in your underpants.
Your holy underpants.
Right.
So instead of prohibiting it, how about we tax it, make money off of it, fix our roads, send our kids to school that way?
Well,
how about
that? As far as I'm concerned, the government has no business taxing my my gambling money. However, I suspect what you're talking about is the way that it would be implemented. We just live in a paradigm where anybody, any activity that you do, the government seems to think that it's okay for you to be taxed on it. Kevin, thanks for the call. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We'll talk to you about anything. It is Free Talk Live, after all, and it's Mark
and Wayne.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733 is the SACL toll-free call-in line. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice? And I don't mean just, having been the victim and therefore you're the plaintiff in a case, but the victim of an injustice, say the state comes after you and you need to be a defendant. But if you decide to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive and you rolled over and took the plea bargain or you just ignored the situation... Think about Jurisdictionary. Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you. They got a lot of free stuff, a free legal flowchart, free weekly tips and tactics newsletters. There's a free legal dictionary, watch free videos, and, of course, you can buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. When you check out, make sure you use the pull-down menu and let them know you heard about it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. Wayne, you have this article, the never-ending article, because, of course, keep on getting calls, which is the name of the game around here. 855-450-FREE.
Yes, we were talking about the article entitled Why Does Ron Paul Scare You? Out of the Atlantic.com. And we were discussing last the section where he was talking about some of the worst-case scenarios for Obama to keep Obama in office, which looked pretty daunting. For example, the further destabilization of Pakistan.
Yep.
Maybe nuclear weapons to terrorists, a lot of resentment towards the United States over the drone strikes that are happening.
Right. What's happening in Pakistan very well could result in, enough animosity towards the United States that some hardliners within their government say, psst, fellas, here's some nuclear weapons.
go ahead and take care of the great Satan for us. I mean, this could happen. It doesn't have to be all of the government. It just has to be somebody who's in the right place.
That's right, because Pakistan does have nukes, and so does India. But blowback is inevitable.
Right. So the concern is that Iran will get nuclear weapons, but for some reason or another, the United States thinks it's okay to use unmanned killing robots in the sky on a country that does have nuclear weapons. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah. Nuts. So, what's the worst that Ron Paul could do? Try to get America back on the gold standard, only to find that he doesn't have the votes in Congress to do it?
That's, by the way, this author here is actually asking that very question. And I would ask anybody that very question. What's the worst thing Ron Paul could do to this country? Because a lot of people say, oh, Ron Paul's nuts. And I'll tell you who's nuts. The rest of the candidates are nuts. Yeah. They're a bunch of bloodthirsty killers.
Yeah, you remember in the last debate when Romney said, I want to make Guantanamo bigger.
Yeah.
He wanted to expand Guantanamo Bay.
I mean, you know, these people are
nuts. That's nuts. That is nuts.
And so, you know, what is the worst case scenario if Ron Paul gets elected? Please call in. Tell me what's the worst case scenario. Because I can tell you what the worst case scenario is with the rest of these politicians.
Now, though this author thinks Paul has some radical domestic policy ideas, he just doesn't see any of them getting passed into law. And in foreign policy and national security matters, the areas where he would exercise the most unchecked discretion, he is the candidate you'd least expect to unwisely provoke or launch a war. Of course.
And right now, the United States certainly can't handle a seventh war.
No. Nor could we afford it, even with the money
printing.
That's
what I meant. I don't mean handle. The military, I suppose. I don't know. Maybe I could start drafting people or something.
That's right. Of course, some folks like Dick Cheney, Bill Kristol, John Yoo think that the Ron Paul approach to foreign policy in itself is dangerous, weak-kneed, and bound to empower our enemies. If we don't keep growing the military, keep troops toeholds in numerous foreign countries, and shape geopolitics through force, we'll be less safe, these men say.
Well, that's what a lot of people will seem to think this, that, well, if we don't act like the world's empire, somebody else is going to do it. But what if two or three or four people do it? And what if nations say, you know, you can't act that way or we're not going to do business with you?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of nations that don't want to do business with the United States, and that's how they sort of end up being on the S list, you know, the axis of evil. The axis of evil is just a bunch of people that say, tell the United States to take a long walk off a short bridge.
And there's also a lot of dictatorships that are sponsored behind the scenes by the United States, and as soon as that dictator doesn't toe the line, there's a war against him.
That's, you know, that appears
like
to be what's
Noriega,
happening in
Libya,
Syria now.
Syria?
Yeah.
Egypt?
So.
You
yeah.
name it. But the author says, I want to hear from everyone else because I think that some conservatives, liberals, and independents dismiss Paul without forthrightingly attacking any position that would plausibly become policy if he were elected. Granted, I'm sure that I have blind spots here. I'm inclined to support civil liberties, civil libertarians who want to end the drug war, shrink the deficit, and bring home the troops. Especially,
me too.
Yes, me too. Especially those that happen to be issues upon which I place especially high priority. So what am I missing? I'm asking in earnest. Paul is widely treated as a fringe candidate. Lots of folks think that the notion of him getting elected is scary. So be specific. What's the worst that could possibly happen? And why does it frighten you more than the scenario for the candidate you back? Because I, like you, Mark, think these other guys scare me a lot more than Ron Paul does.
It sounds like this guy was writing this to Democrats, you know, because he really just outlined Obama's foreign policy and what it could result in. But I really think that it could, you know.
He talked a little about the neocons, too. But Obama is behaving just like Bush did, really. I mean, a lot of the things he's doing in his foreign policy are the same. The rhetoric, the social rhetoric domestically is different. But the foreign policy, the overall picture is not that much different.
We said here on Free Talk Live, you know, hail to the new chief, same as the old chief. The fact is that Bush made the largest single increase in the United States healthcare system prior to Barack Obama making the largest increase in the government intrusion in the United States healthcare system. So, you know, this is Barack Obama is just George Bush's third term.
You know, I have Republican friends who are rabidly anti-Obama. I tell them, well, what's the difference? Oh, Obama spent all this money. Now we're trillions in debt. But you see, if you pursue these Keynesian policies, Obama had no choice. If you're a Keynesian, it takes more and more and more money to keep the economy on life support.
Right.
It's a natural progression.
Bush did essentially the same thing with the initial bailout, or was it TARP? I can't remember.
Yes, the initial TARP, that's right.
It was the TARP or the bailout or whatever it was that occurred first.
It was already in the ditch when Bush left office.
Right, and, you know, he did the first thing. So if, you know, the whole miss me yet with George Bush's smug picture on there, no, I don't. Goodbye, good riddance. You stunk. And, you know, you told me a lie about being for small government. When the rubber hit the road, when the things got scary, he said, let's use more government. Let's bail out these banks. Let's use a bunch of poor people's money to bail out a bunch of rich people for their mistakes and make it so that they're not responsible for their actions.
And Obama's doing the same thing. And I just get so sick of being forced to choose between syphilis and gonorrhea.
I wish it was such a clear case. I mean, it's frankly choosing between, you know, which full colostomy bag do you want? You know, it's disgusting the options that we have here between, you know, which bloodthirsty dictator do we want? And admittedly, there have certainly been more, you know, dictators that have been worse on their citizens. But I imagine there are some people that think the United States is probably the worst country on foreign people's citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is there an argument to be had from a historical standpoint? I would say the United States, probably not, but they're certainly in everybody's business. They're in everybody's business up to their necks.
And if McCain had won the last election, would things be that much different today? I would say probably not, because McCain is not really a so-called fiscal conservative anyway.
No.
He talks the talk here and there, but he's really not. And again, if you're a Keynesian, which Republicans and Democrats are, if you take Keynesianism to its logical next step and logical conclusion, they would have had to run these deficits anyway to keep everything propped up so that it wouldn't collapse and we wouldn't have that liquidation of debt.
Keynesianism is a type of economics that's contrary, that basically believes the government controls the economy. And if you want to look it up, it's spelled like Keynesianism, K-E-Y-N-E-S.
They believe in bailing people out and keeping the government, and using the government to prop up the economy and prevent recessions.
Named after Maynard Keynes.
That's right.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Nature Bee, dynamite for the body. Unlike other bee pollen, our patented process breaks open the cell walls, releases the full power nutritionally. Bee pollen, the original ancient superfood. Research shows pollen boosts energy, immunity, and supports a healthy heart, prostate, blood pressure, cholesterol. Nature Bee is truly bioavailable. No preservatives or chemicals and no risk. Full money back guarantee. Call toll free to New Zealand for the best deal. 1-866-834-8355 or get online to naturebee.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Go check out the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. We can wave to you. You can hear the show. You can see the show. And, well, you know, what there is of a couple of guys talking in a radio studio. Some people really want to see that. Plus, it's a really great chat room there where you can talk to lots of folks. It's cam.freetalklive.com. Let's go to, well, real quick. You know that cigarettes are likely to kill you. They're not good for your health. Not too many people would say they are. You know, they used to be tobacco used to be administered by doctors back in the 17th and 18th century as a health remedy. Not so much anymore. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers, that's the little things that hold the nicotine, and with coupon code FTL, you'll get a free starter kit. Of course, you'll get free shipping because it's an order of $60 or more. Go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Mention Free Talk Live or Vaporsmiths.com. Use the coupon code FTL, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go to Jericho in Virginia. Jericho.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All's well. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Cardi, one day last week we were talking about Ron Paul again. I didn't get to one of my other points. Make it real quick here.
Okay.
One of the presidential candidates for Republicans is, darn, why do I just forgot his name? It's an African-American.
Rick Perry?
Gentleman.
Romney?
No, not the African-American gentleman. I forget his name.
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain, there you go. They were talking about Herman Cain saying, well, he's never held a public office. Actually, they asked him that in the debate. What makes you qualify for president? You never held a public office. His reply was, well, all these other people that have been running the country have held public offices. Where did that get us? You know? And I was listening to a radio talk show. It was the Mark Levin show. I'll say it right here in front of everybody. And he was bashing Ron Paul.
He loves to. I believe in liberty. I hate
exactly.
Ron Paul, who believes in liberty.
Exactly.
Makes a lot of sense, exactly. Doesn't it?
But he had a caller that was backing Ron Paul, and basically he belittled the guy and belittled Ron Paul and said, well, you know, Ron Paul, blah, 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 blah. He's never been an executive. And George Bush was an executive. What a decade. I mean, Basically, all these people are trying to write off Ron Paul, and I don't 1,000% agree with everything Ron Paul says and does, but just like the other gentleman on your show just said, you think of the choice of gonorrhea or syphilis. You know, what is the big harm here? I hope people are listening. You know, big harm in trying something else.
It's the same thing we've been doing over and over again, and the idea, you know, the Republicans, the Democrats, it's the same stuff. Same stuff. And the idea that we're going to get something different by doing the same thing is ludicrous. I know that the people, the type of people that vote tend to be sort of, you know, staunch in their beliefs, and they're less likely to have their head turned by a new type of candidate, but that's what we need, people. We can't keep doing the same thing we've been doing. I agree with you, Jericho. I don't agree 100% with what everything that Ron Paul said in the past, and you know, there's certainly things about the candidate that I don't like, but I like him a heck of a lot more than I like the other candidates. I know what they're about. I've seen these same sort of you know, plastic, soulless individuals run for president year after year after year, term after term after term, and it's just, you know, I can't get excited about voting for these people.
I have an opinion question for you. If you look at the core values of Republican beliefs that way back when, doesn't it closely mirror what the Libertarian Party is now? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know that that's the case.
Are true Republicans because Republicans aren't Republicans anymore.
Well, if you look at the 1984 Republican platform, it sounded very libertarian.
Well,
Ronald Reagan had a lot of libertarian ways about him.
He had a lot of libertarian things to say.
They didn't
really act that way. And the thing about Republicans is they've moved through a lot of different areas, you know, in the past, and as have Democrats. It's the parties have changed over time. So I think it's very difficult to characterize that, you know, libertarians are the real conservatives. I think people will say that, and I used to feel the same way, and I don't know that it's even true anymore. I get really muddled when I start looking at the history of these things.
And the word conservative is kind of muddy. It's changed. Same thing with the word progressive or liberal. The liberals used to be the libertarians, and then the progressives took the word liberal over because the word progressive had been besmirched.
Definitely. And it's definitely progressive movement now. I don't see where the progress is, but that's what they call it.
Anything else, Jericho?
No, I think that's it, guys. Have fun.
Thanks very much. Let's go to Tom in Missouri. Tom.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your program a lot.
Sure.
Free Talk Live. I'd like to just mention a few cool facts, or I guess truthful facts, let's hope. When
Bush they wouldn't be facts without it, right?
Huh?
They wouldn't be facts if they weren't truthful.
They were. When Bush was in office, he what they call the tax breaks. What they call that? Capital gains tax.
Yep.
He dropped that a great deal, and you take the average worker in America. I think I'd be surprised if there's 1 or 2% of them that actually are involved with capital gains tax. The capital gains tax means that's a rich people that have an excess income above what would be a standard working man's income.
Well, hold on. Wait, let me explain exactly
Obama
what capital
took office. He had a chance to repeal that those taxes. If he didn't, he kept the same tax on, and they say they're strapped for money.
Yep. Now, let me explain what capital gains tax is, really. If a working man or anybody can have capital gains, and capital gains is simply an interest or some kind of gain on an investment that you would then be taxed on. And as far as I know, that there's no below, you know, low threshold. It just has to do with how much money you've made in the year. What is true is the capital gains is taxed at a lower rate than the average worker's pay is. And what's that really rich guy, Rupert Murdoch, said that he pays less in, as a percentage in taxes on what he makes than his housekeeper does. And this is likely a true statement. So many people have a problem with capital gains tax, and I believe that all taxes are stealing. However, I kind of see the point that if you're going to steal from people, you should steal from them all the same amount. So I get that idea behind capital gains tax. Go on, Tom.
No, capital gains taxes for rich people. If you got a $50 million investment, next year it's worth $60 million, you got a $10 million capital gain.
That's true.
That's
but
if you sell.
You have a 50 man that's got that problem.
But Tom, if you have a $50 investment and the next year it's $60, actually you have to cash it in to get capital gains. But you cash it in, if you put $50 into an investment and cashed in and got $60, you'd have $10 in capital gains and you'd still have to pay taxes on it, as I understand it. Isn't that correct, Tom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I understand it too, but how about I'm talking about the amounts of the capital gains tax, the amount of the percentage that the actual amount of tax you have to pay on capital gains tax, which is it's a sliding scale. You know, the more richer you are, the it comes down some. But Bush drops it way down, and Obama decided to keep it. What good did it have to get Obama in there? Although I do prefer him to Bush. Bush got us into a war with so-called mass destruction weapons, which they never found.
But and, Obama hasn't gotten us out.
And
he's made
and
it worse.
Obama's kept the war rolling right along.
Yep.
Like Eisenhower once said, is it military-industrial complex?
Yep.
I guess you sound like, is a banker's industrial?
I don't know, but I figure the way that I figure the way it is they must have something over the guy. Either A, he was lying the whole time he was running, or B, they've got something really big. I don't know if they're threatening to kill his kids, or they've got him cheating on Michelle, or what they've got on him. But he is doing nothing like what he said he was doing.
Well, when he was spouting off
up
at one of the auto plants about repealing NAFTA and all, a few of the interests that like NAFTA and GATT actually called this campaign. They said, oh, don't worry about it. He was just spouting off. And that's what politicians do, especially establishment politicians. They're trying to be something to everybody. And they go to different groups. They speak different things. And you know, whenever the media is promoting a candidate, whether it's Republican or Democrat, those are the ones you don't want to vote for.
I think one thing I was getting at really is the wealthy. I'd rather pay a wealthy man's tax than pay my tax, so to speak.
Indeed.
And I don't think they've dropped their tax way back at what it used to be when Bush was in office and Obama kept the capital gains tax in place. He didn't repeal it.
That's correct. Tom, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
It just goes to show you, Mark, that they don't mean what they say. And they get everybody talking.
Every American knows this. I mean, every American knows innately that when you see a politician's lips moving, that they're lying to you. But somehow or another, they keep voting for the same ones over and over again. They're the same stuff. I mean, the same people that will tell you that, you know a politician's lying when their lips is moving won't vote for Ron Paul because he's scary. They're going to vote for the same people.
That's right. The bully's going to lure you into the alley and beat the crap out of you again.
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 Your
and
kids
again.
Cannot afford this, people. You need to change your ways. You cannot just keep on sticking your heads in the sand. Free Talk Live.
In a world where government control is on the wane and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price, one man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.